The United Nations headquarters was closed today because of the power outage in New York. That added another delay to an already long-awaited settlement of the Lockerbie bombing case. Diplomats have been doing lots of walking in Manhattan today to exchange letters, one of them from Libya, accepting responsibility for the 1988 bombing. As that diplomatic dance unfolded, families of the victims were summoned to the State Department in Washington to hear about the settlement. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
15 years after Pan Am Flight 103 was blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland, relatives of the victims have mixed feelings. Libya agreed to formally renounce terrorism and to pay $2.7 billion in compensation, money that will be doled out only as international sanctions are lifted against it. Stephanie Bernstein, whose husband Michael was killed in the bombing, says she would rather see Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi on trial than to simply hear about a letter in which Libya accepts responsibility for the action of its officials.
It's what we expected would happen. That is not a surprise. And I'm hoping that it will open the door, given the fact that the Libyans have to cooperate in the investigation, to further indictments. And we got a very strong message today that the Bush administration is committed to pursuing the investigation and to bringing additional indictments should evidence be developed.
Dan Cohen, whose daughter was killed on board Pan Am Flight 103, was also pleased with what he described as the hard-line position of Secretary of State Colin Powell and Assistant Secretary of State William Burns, who met with the families today.
The one word that did come out of Ambassador Burns' mouth in describing the Libyan regime was hopeless. So it was stronger stuff than I had expected. I'm not easily pleased, and I was reasonably pleased with what I saw there.
A State Department official said Libya does not deserve a clean bill of health. Speaking privately, he said Libya met only the minimum conditions for UN sanctions to be lifted and suggested the U.S. would likely abstain in a Security Council vote. At the same time, the official said the U.S. would try to ensure the vote goes ahead, despite the last-minute attempts by France to pressure Libya to give more compensation to the victims of another bombing of a UTA flight over the Sahara in 1989. Libya also has a long road ahead before separate U.S. sanctions are lifted. A State Department official said Libya has to address a whole host of concerns about its suspected weapons programs and its meddling in the affairs of other African countries. Libya is also still on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. David Mack, who worked in the U.S. Embassy in Libya when Gaddafi came to power back in 1969, fears the Bush administration has no game plan in dealing with Libya.
When President Bush said that governments either have to stand with us or be against us, we've made it pretty clear in Iraq and Afghanistan what happens when governments stand against us. But we haven't made it so clear what a former state supporter of terrorism has to do in order to stand with us.
Mack, now with the Middle East Institute, says U.S. diplomats should begin talking directly with Libya to make clear what more needs to be done to ease U.S. sanctions. Some families of the Pan Am victims are warning the Bush administration to be cautious. As Stephanie Bernstein put it today, Gaddafi hasn't yet changed his stripes. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.